Good morning. Good to see everybody here on a beautiful day today. I don't know about you, but I'm very glad to see it cooler than it has been and really pleased with the weather. And actually a pretty decent turnout after the sort of record attendance the past couple of weeks. So good to see everybody here this morning. Do we have any announcements or Jesus encounters or good news people want to share to start things off this morning? Yeah. We certainly do encourage people to help out with the shut-ins and with those in need, and I'll piggyback a little bit off of that with a couple of other things. If anyone is in need of pastoral care this week, Dave Skilling will be helping out with that, and his number, I believe, is in the bulletin. And after this week, probably the most convenient thing would be to contact Nick, who will get in touch with Pastor Jacobson, I think. That's probably the most convenient way of dealing with that. Couple of other things I'll mention. We will be continuing our radio ministry after we stop meeting in person. And with that, I'll point out we have radio sponsors through September, but we would like to have at least the rest of the year taken care of. So if you are able to do that for October, November, December, or even beyond that, actually, we're planning to use broadcasts from our archives, which can honestly go indefinitely. So, you know, that should work. I know I was listening to a Lutheran one this morning that was from 1963. So, yeah, we don't go back that far, but yeah, we can do the dates. Yeah. So how are we keeping track of financial things in the future? Yeah, the cost is like between $120 and $150, depending on the number of Sundays in the month. And so basically figure like $30 a Sunday is essentially what you're doing there. And yeah, if you can basically get a check written to the church, then I think, yeah, we'll write a check that way from probably just the general account. Okay. No, that makes good sense. And once we know all of that information, then just make sure it gets shared with everybody. That's good. Other things you guys want to share? Yeah. Well, I think we are all delighted to be able to share that with him. It's much better that it be used than to just go into a dumpster, that's for sure. So yeah, we were certainly glad to have him share his talents here, as we have been with Alicia as well. So. Yeah, very good to have you folks. Other items you guys want to share? Helen? Yeah. Now, you had mentioned the get-together. I was not able to be at that because I was with my niece who was in the hospital, actually. She just got out, although they still have not figured out what's exactly up with her. And I was saying earlier that you'd think that at Mercy in Des Moines, they actually would be able to get tests back in less than a week, but but apparently that isn't the case there. So she actually is also a teacher, and she'll be starting the year at home, but hopefully everything will be working out with her before too long. Couple of other things I've got jotted down here. We will, next week, as part of our service, we will be planning on opening the time capsule that I believe goes back to the 80s or early 90s that we had. And I think, Mick, have you managed to locate that yet? Yeah, we're just rebels. That's all it is. And while I specifically mentioned the radio ministry, we do want to point out that even as we cease to meet regularly in person, there will continue to be a need for some giving. And that in particular, we need to maintain this building. And while we are looking at ways of dealing with the building in the future, it needs to be dealt with in the meantime. And so do keep that in mind. It's not necessarily the same level of giving that we had supporting a minister, but we do need to have some money coming in for that. We also remind you that we will have the Peace Pole Gathering coming up September 21st. And you might want to mark your calendar for that. That is at 4 p.m. that day. And weather permitting, we will, of course, be meeting out on the lawn like we have most years for that. So do plan on that. Helen, I had a question. Are we doing anything with Trunk or Treat this year? And if so, how does that apply to each of us? Okay. Now, I know you had brought that up at a board meeting briefly, and I just, it is getting closer, and we want to make sure that that is on people's minds. So, yeah, if you do have candy that you would like to contribute for Trunk or Treat, you can either bring it here on October 1st or take it directly to the Methodist Church then. Are there other announcements or things people would like to bring up this morning? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. She mentioned this before, and I totally forgot it. If you'd like to come up here, we have one more of the Mahana thank yous.
Okay, sorry. I've forgotten the last couple of Sundays. So I have one picked out for today and one picked out for next week. Says, to the caretakers of the Mahana Scholarship, my name is Joshua Heisterkamp, and several years ago I was the recipient of Mahana Scholarship. Back in 2019, I had the privilege of coming and meeting with many of you while having my family in attendance. I would like to share a note with you in some detail about this blessing I received. Back in 2017, my wife and I had made a decision for me to return to school in pursuit of a Bible degree. The Lord had laid on my heart desire to pursue the pastorate, and we knew the road would be hard. For that reason, I praise God my wife was fully on board. I have an incredible helpmate. The difficulty really hit when going back to school required that I also change my work. Having a wife and four children to care for at home, going to school did not replace my work, but was added on top so that bills could be paid. Since I had been out of school for a long time, getting financial aid was very difficult. It was then that I remembered scholarships like the Mahana Scholarship from my high school. Several months later, in the month of May, while I was on a business trip away from my family, I received a call from my wife. She was in tears, but tears that every husband knows are of joy. We had begged the Lord to provide for us. It was truly the path He had in our lives. In Genesis 22:14, God provided for Abraham a ram to take to the place of Isaac. And in Philippians 4:19, Paul reminds the church that God will provide everything necessary according to His will. It was on that phone call that my wife informed me we would be recipients of the Mahana Scholarship. In that moment, we went from living on our savings account to seeing God's provision firsthand. I knew God would provide, but I was not sure when or how. But now I know that God's plan was for my family, and I'm grateful to receive such a gift from Him through you all. At this moment, I'm the pastor of the Messina Baptist Church in Messina, Iowa, which I don't know where that is. God brought us here in January of 2021, and I can honestly say that that road is hard, but I love being right where I am. The Lord has blessed me with being able to see lives change. My desire was to preach God's word in a way that has been forgotten through most of America. The Lord has granted me that opportunity, and I pray every day that He will keep me faithful to the task. I regularly go back and count the blessings God provided that allowed me to be here today. The scholarship came at a time with my wife and I needed a big encouragement, and the Lord knew it. For that reason, I see this blessing as part of what God used to change the lives that are being changed today. Thank you so much, Joshua Heisterkamp and family.
And thank you for sharing that with us. Anything else before we begin this morning? Then let's go ahead and rise for the call to worship. Praise be to God, who rescues us from the powers of darkness, who redeems us and sets us free. Praise be to Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation, through whom all things were made, in heaven and on the earth. Praise be to the Spirit of God, whose presence sustains us and whose breath renews all creation. Praise be to the one who makes all things new. Come, O God, and make your home among us. Our opening hymn is number 66. Let's join together in our opening prayer. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the gift of this day and for the opportunity to gather in your presence. Help us to receive thankfully the fruits of your redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of your Son. Grant us wisdom to discern your will and courage to follow it, even when it is difficult. May your peace reign in our hearts and in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So, no red bag today, because I believe you guys have that. And I will mention that at the time of the children's message next week, that's when we will be looking at the time capsule. So, the kids may want to get involved in doing that. I do have a brief message for everybody, though. Just over a month ago, I took a 13-hour flight from Chicago to Tokyo. I spent just less than 3 weeks in Japan, and I had a wonderful time traveling from the northernmost island of Hokkaido down to tropical Okinawa, where my father was stationed during World War II. Like many tourists, I spent a lot of time on Japan's famous bullet trains, racing between cities at 200 miles an hour. I was on one of those trains on July 30th, heading north from Hiroshima, when I got a notification on my phone. In the next minute or so, the near silence on the train was broken with the squawking of an annoying buzz on just about everybody's phone. The notification was in Japanese, but I took a screenshot and translated it to English. It said that there had been a very strong earthquake on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, which lies just north of Japan. The 8.8 earthquake was the strongest one in more than a decade, and the threat of a strong tsunami caused evacuation orders for most of the east coast of Japan. The tsunami canceled one of the trains that I'd booked. I was forced to do some quick thinking and change my plans on the fly. I had an unexpected day, basically in the middle of nowhere, and I spent much of my time there with the TV on and nonstop tsunami coverage on every TV channel. I saw footage of 20-foot waves smashing into the coast just 40 miles east of where I was staying. I also watched reports from Russia, from Australia, from Chile, and from the low-lying Pacific nation of Tonga, where people were huddling on the roof of a high school, the tallest building on the entire island. The event made news in America, mostly because the tsunami made it across the Pacific to Hawaii and California. There's an important part of that story you probably missed, though. The number of people who died was zero. Buildings were damaged in Kamchatka, but nobody lost their life there. There were strong waves, but no one died in Japan, or in Australia, or Tonga, or anywhere else. Journalists like to feature what's bad. It's news when people die, but not when they live. Even though this earthquake and tsunami were major disasters, the science of predicting the outcome worked exactly as it should have. People heeded the evacuation orders, and because of that, no lives were lost anywhere in the world. For reporters, that makes it a non-event, though to me it seems like a miracle. Today I want to offer a prayer of thanksgiving that things did go right after that disaster. I pray for the people in Russia as they rebuild and get on with their lives. I pray that both here and around the world will pay attention to science and keep prepared for disasters. And finally, I pray that when disasters do strike, we'll be there to help out those in need. God responds with unfailing love to all who call upon him in truth. So now let's bring our confession to God, knowing that he will hear our prayers and forgive us. Let's join together in our prayer of confession. Holy and gracious God, at times we feel so frail and fragile, getting blown about by the latest crisis, by bad news, by our own short tempers and failings. You call us to hold fast to what is good, but so often we flounder, unable to find the solid thing that will center us again. Help us, we pray. Help us to see you as our center and to cling to the good that you create in the world. Help us to set aside all our jealousies and prejudices, all our betrayals and lies, all that adds to the world's hurt. Help us to grow even more into Christ's likeness, that we will bear his love and truth to the world. We pray in his name. Amen. God's mercy is deeper than the depths of the sea, and God's grace is wider than the whole of the earth. Rejoice in the good news. We are forgiven. We are set free to go out into the world and be the loving, gracious, hopeful people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our first reading this morning comes from today's lectionary. We read from Psalm 71. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue and deliver me. Listen to me and save me. Be the rock of my refuge, my stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evil and violent. You are my hope, Lord, my trust, God from my youth. On you I have depended since birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My hope in you never wavers. I have become a marvel to many, for you are my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with your praise and shall sing your song of glory every day. Let's remain seated as we join together in hymn number 428. Thank you. Now let's rise as you're able as we join together in our affirmation of faith, which you can find in your bulletin. Let's rise as you're able. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. Please be seated. I notice we're down 5 candles up front now, so I will need to be searching for some batteries and see what we could come up with for next time. Our second reading was in the lectionary a few weeks ago. I chose it for today because I think it blends well with the psalm we heard earlier. We read Jesus' words in Luke 12, verses 22 through 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. Yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than the birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown in the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek these things, and your Father knows you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given to you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." This year has not been an easy time for most of us. It's been a chaotic and sad time throughout the world. Prices for everything are skyrocketing, and both businesses and politicians seem to care only about their own greed. Every day we hear news of people's rights being trampled upon. We see our own country being known more for hate and discrimination rather than freedom and opportunity. Abroad we hear of war and genocide, famine and starvation, natural disasters of every sort. People at home and throughout the world seem more divided than ever. And it seems like every day there's more bad news than good. It's been a tough time here in our own local church, too. After this month, our congregation will not be meeting in the same way again. And the change is surprisingly similar to losing a close friend or family member. We're basically going through a time of mourning, whether we want to call it that or not. We're grieving the loss of a church that many of us have known for most of our lives, and we're not sure just what the future will be bringing. It's easy to let our fears and worries get the best of us. It's easy to get caught up in all the problems around us and see ourselves as powerless to do anything about them. Sometimes people even get so preoccupied that they start questioning their faith and become separated from God. Our readings today remind us that even when things seem overwhelming, God is still there. God is our rock of refuge, who rescues and delivers us. Jesus tells us not to worry about the matters of everyday life, but to seek the kingdom, and God will take care of the rest. It's not just in those readings either. There are numerous other places in the Bible with a similar theme. In Matthew, we read, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for it will take care of itself." In Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." In the Psalms, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you." In Joshua, "Be not dismayed, for God is with you wherever you go." In the Gospel of John, "Peace I leave with you, let not your hearts be troubled." And in Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you, help you, and uphold you with my righteous right hand." Throughout the Bible, we're directed to cast our fears and worries on God and take comfort from our faith. Mind you, it's not just a passive thing. The readings aren't just telling us to sit back and let God provide for everything. We're told not to worry, but that doesn't mean not to care. Today's psalm tells us that God is our hope, our trust, and our refuge. We need to have the faith to believe that. When we let go of our worries and let God direct us, we can take control of the situations in which we find ourselves and overcome our problems. Many people in our church use the daily meditations from Our Daily Bread. I get those emailed to me each day, and it intrigued me when I saw that today's feature fit right in with the message that I have today. It was entitled "God is Everywhere," and it talked about recognizing the signs of God in the most ordinary places. That's something we all need to be reminded of, particularly when we're feeling down or overwhelmed. For our hymns at today's service, I chose some old standbys which date back to our grandparents' time. They remind us that we're not the first ones to face difficult times, and we certainly won't be the last. Our ancestors knew that they could count on God when things got tough, and they showed it when they wrote hymns like "It Is Well With My Soul" and "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." The same faith that's in those old hymns is found in more modern songs as well. One that went through my mind is one that my students at Garrigan sing every year at Pop's concert, "He Never Failed Me Yet." Many times in my life, I can hear an imaginary jukebox in my head playing through songs that fit the situation I'm in. I know the next time I'm facing a struggle, I'll be thinking of some of those songs of faith, and I hope some of you will as well. They're a nice reminder to get beyond our fears and worries and let God take control of our lives. God was the refuge for the Israelites, and he was the refuge for our ancestors, and he continues to be our refuge today, individually, as a church, and as a world. Remember to follow the words of Jesus. Don't worry, but instead seek the kingdom, and God will provide the rest. Now we come to our time of community prayer. We'll ask for your intentions, and as we always do, our response after God and your steadfast love and care for us will be, hear our prayer. What would you like to pray for this morning? Marilyn. So we will pray for Karen's recovery from surgery. God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. Yeah. We'll pray for Randy, for all who are recovering from Parkinson's and for their families. God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. And I will pray for my niece Rachel, who has been at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines with digestive problems, and for all of those who are ill in any way. God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. Helen. Do you have the school year beginning? And we pray for everyone that is affected by that. God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. And we do pray for all of our Mahana scholars. I was actually thinking of college students yesterday. I happened to be going through Ames, and it was, in spite of the fact that the football team was in Ireland, it was incredibly busy there. So, for the Mahana scholars and all college students, God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. I think I want to pray that even as we transition to a new time in our church, we maintain a strong voice and influence in our community and in our world. God, in your steadfast love and care for us, hear our prayer. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's take a moment to share our gifts. Join together in our prayer of dedication. Lord, you are the giver of every good gift. Accept these offerings, we pray, that through them we may do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with you, our sovereign and our God. Our closing hymn today is number 496.
Joy divine, meaning of the everlasting arms.
As we go through the coming week, may we have the faith to lean on those everlasting arms, and may God be with us and bless us now and in the future. Amen.